For Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. The grand mystery of the Easter Island has just deepened. Archaeologists have excavated around the heads and have uncovered a shocking discovery. The heads have full bodies. The bodies are covered in ancient and as of yet indecipherable writings called petroglyphs. Easter Island is one of the most remote inhabited islands in the world, located some 2,000 miles off the coast of Chile. The statues, called moai, were carved by the Rapu Nui people sometime between 1250 and 1500 CE. The tallest of the 887 moai is over 30 feet tall and weighs some 82 tons. Another, if completed, would have been almost 70 feet tall and would have weighed 270 tons. Incredibly, many of these enormous statues were moved to various places around the island. The faces on these enormous giants represent ancestors that are seen as deities. A video hitting the mainstream news and making the social circuit seems to show a haunted puppet moving on its own inside a sealed container. Eerie night vision shows the spine-tingling moment a puppet that is said to have choked its former owner moved in the dead of night. Paranormal investigator Jane Harris caught the creepy footage that appears to show the wooden doll coming to life. She says they've always kept it in a blessed cabinet, as it's a safe zone. It also means we can keep our experiment as controlled as possible. The cabinet has no doors, so you would have to physically lift all four sides and the base off to move it. There are not any holes or space for anything to sneak in there. Harris was left shocked by the chilling video that she captured after filming the doll nightly for 3 months, after former owner John said it tried to strangle him and his wife. Harris used an electromagnetic field reader to detect paranormal activity as she kept the doll locked inside a container in the basement and blessed by holy water. She says they're going to keep filming with motion sensors as this is just one video. Currently, they don't know the name or anything else about the spirit. In the UFO files, latest witnesses report a green UFO hovering above their house in Texas. They stated that the UFOs were making sharp turns and emitting bright lights. They had no idea what the objects were. They said they don't normally see green lights in the sky in their area, so that caught their attention. They said they traveled in a straight line, then suddenly made a sharp turn. And after 10 or 15 minutes, the objects just disappeared.
Hi, I'm J. Neil Shulman, a longtime listener of Art Bell. I've also written a dozen books, a Twilight Zone episode, and made two movies. My first novel, Alongside Night, came out in 1979 with a book endorsement from Nobel Prize-winning economist Milton Friedman, who praised it for its disturbing resemblance to past history and future possibilities. Many others, including Glenn Beck, Ron Paul, and Alex Jones, have celebrated my novel for its futuristic vision of America collapsing from too much government. Now I've put my novel on the screen as a futuristic action movie. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules, and star of God's Not Dead. To see a vision where freedom's not dead, buy the 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of my movie Alongside Night. It's $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at Area51Movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375. Thank you.
Father Jose Funes, a Jesuit priest and current director of the Vatican Observatory, is in the news again for sharing his thoughts on extraterrestrial life. Father Funes says encounters with extraterrestrials could happen in the near future. He says our galaxy contains more than 100 billion stars. Considering the number of exoplanets discovered, it seems that the vast majority of stars in our galaxy at least potentially can have planets where life could develop. He continued saying the discovery of the new planet Kepler-452b revives the idea that contact, and why not, the encounter with extraterrestrial intelligent beings of an alien civilization could happen in the near future. He says it is probable that there was life, and perhaps a form of intelligent life. But what about the fact that extraterrestrials aren't mentioned in the Bible, at least not explicitly? He says the Bible is not a scientific book, continuing that if we look for scientific responses to our questions in the Bible, we are making a mistake. The role of Scripture, he adds, is to answer great questions like, what is our role in the universe? This isn't the first time that Father Funes has talked about extraterrestrials. He's discussed the subject with the press before, including saying in 2010 that he would baptize an extraterrestrial should it request one. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.